7:36 on Connect FM. It is your morning connection for a Monday, a very special Monday it is, because we're going to have our Monday morning with the mayor. Plus, it's going to be Monday morning with the mayor and the manager for the city of Dubois. And I'm talking about Mayor Barry Abbott and new city manager Joe Fleming, who have joined us here in the Connect FM studio this morning. Gentlemen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, and thanks for having us.
Oh, you're sure welcome. It's great having you both. And we're starting something new. Of course, we've been talking with Barry here over the past several months and getting those Monday morning updates following Dubois City Council meetings. And our hope is that it will be informative, it will be encouraging, and it will have everybody on the same page as the new city of Dubois moves forward into the future. So, Mayor Abbott, we are going to turn it over to you so that you can officially introduce. Now, Joe's been in his position now for 2 weeks, but we want you to officially introduce him, and then we'll have Joe introduce himself with a little bit of personal history and background so that we all get to know him better.
I appreciate that, Dan, and thank you very much.
You're welcome. On
behalf of our community, the new city of Dubois, it was our pleasure to introduce Joe Fleming as our new manager, along with his wife and children that came to the meeting. We had President Judge Paul Cherry and Judge Josh Maines during the honors. And at this time, I'd like to introduce Joe to your radio audience. So, audience, I'd like to introduce Mr. Joe Fleming, the first manager of our new city.
That's right.
Joe.
Yeah.
Thanks so much. And it's been such a warm welcome, you know, not just for myself, but for my family. And coming into a city of opportunity and really going to be pushing the city forth and to all its potential that it has. I come from a multiple background.
Mm-hmm.
And what's nice is being the former city manager of St. Mary's. But beyond that, though, I was in manufacturing, healthcare, emergency services, kind of a full range that kind of gives a full circle.
Sure.
And so when I first got into city management for the city of St. Mary's, I felt there's only so much that you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, in essence, I wanted to improve myself for the community that I serve. So I actually went back to school.
Mm.
I went back to school, received both my bachelor's and master's in business administration. And I continued on. It took about 30 some years to enjoy education.
Yeah.
But I continued on. So now I'm, moving forward to achieving my doctorate in business administration.
Wow.
So, beyond that, being a father, a husband, a son, and serving the people, trying to better myself for the people that I serve, the community that I serve.
Hmm.
And Dubois has never been foreign to myself or my family. We've, of course, been through here multiple times,
mm-hmm.
and visited and, you know, really enjoy. So, in essence, it's like kind of a second homecoming, because
sure.
actually the birthplace of myself is actually Dubois.
Oh, is that right? There
so,
you go. Yeah.
So
super.
It's, you know, and there's so many wonderful people. It's very, you know, we're very fortunate to have the amenities that we have, the
yeah.
staff that we have, the council that we have, and a lot of positivity moving forth to where, you know, we're all going to be coming together, especially after creating new.
Right.
You unify Sandy Township and the old city of Dubois
mm-hmm.
to become one.
Yeah.
So you can actually see it all coming together. And as we push forward for the future, it's going to be very bright for us.
Okay. Well, Joe, we appreciate that introduction, and we're talking with Joe Fleming, the new manager for the city of Dubois. And I just wanted to ask you one quick question, Joe, before we start talking about things that happened at the last meeting and what we have to look forward to at Wednesday night's meeting. And that is, you were, excuse me, city manager for the city of St. Mary's. And I know every municipality is different and has Correct. Its own identity and its own culture and its own
Sure.
Dynamics. But St. Mary's is very interesting because they underwent a consolidation with Benzinger Township
That's correct.
About 30 years ago.
Yep.
As you've experienced that, managing that municipality and now coming into this one that has newly consolidated, what do you see as some of the similarities in the two municipalities at the same time as you've come into this new experience?
It takes time and patience.
Yeah.
And you know, St. Mary's is probably one of the most successful across the Commonwealth in consolidation because they actually created an even a new entity
mm-hmm.
because there was no city present.
Right.
So the similarities are bringing the agencies both together and seeing how that transforms over time. And immaculating the people into to where we're as a whole.
Mm.
Same thing here. You have multiple agencies actually become one, and that can be a daunting task, especially the amount of resources that are being taken and the amount of information that is needed to progress forward. And that's the similarity. Because you'll always have the outer limits or the outskirts per se mm-hmm. or Sandy Township. I don't want it to ever feel like there's something separate.
Yeah.
Because we're all here as one.
Mm.
And moving forth to making sure that whatever policies or decisions are made, that it affects all of the cities
yes.
and not just certain few.
Yeah. Well, it is, off to a terrific start. And Barry, we're going to turn it back over to you. Let's kind of rehash some of the other things that took place at that July 1st meeting. Of course, the highlight was Joe's swearing in that ceremony.
That is correct. A couple things that we did do. We did approve the Parks Recreation people. They had their first meeting this week. We put out a request to try to repair the waterfall.
Yes.
See how that bid comes in, see if there's funds available. And I know one of the things Joe had mentioned is we could also reach out to our communities and ask for any donations. And Joe, I believe we're a 501(c)(3).
Yeah, it's definitely tax exempt no matter.
Tax exempt.
Okay.
For whatever donations that would come in.
Yes. Yeah. So we did do that. And other than that, it was a very quiet meeting.
Mm-hmm.
We were all celebrating Joe coming into our community.
That was the main focus.
That's the main focus. And I like to hear his word when he said positivity.
Mm-hmm.
And you've heard me say that before. We're extending 75 days of positivity for our new community. Mm-hmm.
I think we're going to go beyond that.
Yes, we are.
We're going to go beyond the 75-day mark.
Yes, we are. And I appreciate that. And I think just working with Joe in the last 2 weeks, he brings a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm.
He's already been around in the community. He and I were in the park yesterday. We're going to be in the park today at mm-hmm. the Senior Little League Tournament.
Mm-hmm.
He was at the Rotary when we made a dedication for their stone in our
yes.
memorial park,
mm-hmm.
Which is awesome.
Yep.
So I give kudos to Joe. He's out and about.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that I do want to mention is our Senior Little League action here in our park at mm-hmm. Heinle Field and Stern Field. People need to get out, get a chance to see it. Unfortunately, Du Bois lost.
They did, but they play at noon today. So.
Yes.
Encourage
yes.
you to get there.
Yes, and Joe and I will be there. We're going to help pass out the pins. We're going to greet all the teams
mm-hmm.
for the opening ceremonies. Along those lines, real quick, there was a USA Junior Wrestling Tournament out in Fargo, North Dakota, and Du Bois' Matt Galecos placed third out of, I believe, was 138 people in
wow.
his weight bracket.
Congratulations.
So, you know, anytime somebody represents Du Bois like that, we like to give them a big shout out.
No doubt. Definitely. So all kinds of, Little League action will be taking place in the city park and, off the air, Joe, we were talking about the fact that the Eastern Regional will be at the end of the month. And that's always a big event.
Well, it's so exciting. It's exciting to bring these events to Du Bois. It means a lot. And how can we expand upon that? How can we complement? How can we bring in more of those?
Yeah.
You know, because, having an active city means that there's growth, and great potential.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
And Dan, that's one of the things that Joe brought up. He said, look, he says, we have beautiful fields here and we have beautiful parks and on occasions they sit empty.
Yeah.
And I know my personal belief is, and Joe did express it, let's get people into our ballpark.
Sure.
And, you know, let's make it, a spring through late fall activities.
Yeah.
You know, when we bring people in, our community grows.
It does. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's good for business. It's good for our people. And I know that, the people that do come in from all parts of the country are amazed that this little niche community in north central Pennsylvania is so beautiful, and they love it when they're here. All right, let's look ahead, gentlemen. Wednesday night there is a meeting. What's on the agenda for Wednesday night's Du Bois City Council meeting?
We'll be looking at some policies and stuff to see about some of our actually high tier water usage and to see how we can actually promote business and industry within our community. And along those lines, it kind of, we have to find ways that we can assist growth. We cannot ever hinder growth. So we'll be looking at actually policies to actually move forth to see what we can do to help promote them.
Great.
One of the things I'd like to do, Dan, and just tell our people is that we are a manager type of government.
Yes.
Manager slash council, and we need to put our hands in the hands of Joe and rely on his expertise and guide us and let him be our leader. Let the council be the policy makers.
Right.
And that is my true belief that would make our city take that next step forward.
Okay. And 6 o'clock is meeting time in City Hall. Is
Don't
that correct?
Be late.
Okay, 6 o'clock. And if you are unable to be there, you can always watch it on Priority Media's TriCounty.tv, and we encourage everybody to take part. And you can even come back and watch it later. It's archived there. So, gentlemen, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedules. I know it's going to be a busy day for both of you, but I appreciate you being here, and we look forward to talking with you again next Monday morning. All right?
Good. Thanks, Dan, for having us.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Great to have you here.
Yes, sir.
That's City Manager Joe Fleming and our Mayor Barry Abbott for the City of Du Bois this morning on a Monday morning on Connect FM. It is 7:50.